Welcome to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com, where we provide meaningful and informative content about the events that affect market trends and shape global markets. It's Thursday, the 11th of April, 2024, and you're listening to the Market Comment podcast by Harlan Bospisoros. I'm Maria Bachardiz. Thanks for joining us at XM.com. The U.S. dollar skyrocketed yesterday against all its major peers as the U.S. CPI data for March revealed hotter than anticipated inflation. Investors rushed to scale back their rate cut bets, taking the probability of a June cut down to 20% from around 55%, while the total number of basis points worth of rate cuts by the end of the year dropped to 43. At their March gathering, Fed officials continue to project 3 rate cuts for 2024, but the minutes of that meeting revealed that even then, there were concerns with regards to the inflation trajectory. Some officials even raised questions about whether the current policy rate was restrictive enough to bring inflation to heel. However, the dot plot showed that no policymakers had favored a higher policy rate. The attention today may turn to what Fed officials have to say in the aftermath of the inflation report, with members Williams, Barkin, Collins, and Bostic stepping onto the rostrum. Just a day before the CPI release, Bostic said that he expects only one rate cut this year, but he's not ruling out the possibility of 2 or none, depending on how the economy and inflation evolves. It will be interesting to see what his view is after the data and what his colleagues have to say. The U.S. PPI data for March and initial jobless claims for last week are also on today's agenda. Dollar-yen rose above 152 for the first time since 1990, with the pair gaining almost 1% and intensifying the intervention discussion. Nevertheless, with any pending sales orders near 152 seemingly not enough to stop the buyers, it seems that investors didn't see a big chance for intervention near that zone. That said, as the pair marches further north, the likelihood of action is increasing, and this is evident by the fact that yesterday's rally triggered another round of warnings, with Japan's top currency diplomat Kanda saying that recent moves are rapid and that excessive moves will be dealt with in appropriate response. Not long after the U.S. CPI report, the BOC decided to keep interest rates untouched, noting that inflation has eased further in recent months and dropping concerns about inflation risks. At the press conference, Governor Malcolm said that a June rate cut is within the realm of possibilities, yet the probability for such action came down from around 2/3 to 50%, as many investors were disappointed by the absence of clearer signals. Today, the central bank torch will be passed to the ECB, which is expected to hold rates unchanged, although there is a 10% chance for a 25 basis point cut. Some members have been vocal about preferring a spring reduction, but with most of them signaling that waiting for June may be more appropriate, it's more likely that they will use this meeting to clearly communicate their intention to start easing in June. Given that this is what the market expects, the euro may not respond much to such signals. Traders may be more on the lookout for hints about the bank's future course of action. Currently, the market is expecting 75 basis points worth of cuts by December, but it seems that there are some ECB members advocating for more. Thanks for listening. This is today's Market Comment here at XM.com. Thank you for listening to another episode of Global Market Insights brought to you by XM.com. For more in-depth technical and fundamental analysis, be sure to visit www.xm.com/research.